This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Early voting ends today in the runoff election to fill a Houston City Council seat. Former City Council member Dwight Boykins and attorney Alejandra Salinas are squaring off after finishing within about one percentage point of each other back in November. Salinas won 21% of the vote, while Boykins took in 20%. This is to fill the at-large position four seat on Houston City Council. Sample ballots and more information can be found on Harris County's elections website. Democratic Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett has joined the race for U.S. Senate. She kicked off her campaign Monday in front of supporters in Dallas.
There are folks who feel like their vote doesn't matter and that nothing will change or that candidates don't speak to them. And honestly, I can't blame them. But I'm here to address those Texans specifically who feel as their vote doesn't matter. Let me tell you, it does.
Josh Blank is the research director of the Texas Politics Project at UT Austin. He says Democrats feel as if they have a chance to finally break through Republican dominance at the statewide level.
The last time that we had a midterm election under a Donald Trump presidency, we saw the top of the ticket race won by less than 2.5%. And so Democrats are looking at that as what the possible outcome looks like. And if we're starting this race with the leading Republican up on the leading Democrat by 2.5 to 5%, doesn't matter where you're looking in the country, that's a close race.
Crockett will face State Representative James Tallarico in the Democratic primary. They are competing for the seat held by incumbent Senator John Cornyn, who is in a tough re-election battle with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and Congressman Wesley Hunt. Former Texas Lieutenant Governor Bill Ratliff has died. He was 89. Ratliff died Monday in Mount Pleasant, surrounded by family, according to an obituary. The moderate Republican served in the Texas Senate from 1989 to 2000 when he became Lieutenant Governor, and he held that post until 2003. It's 55 degrees and sunny right now on the University of Houston campus. Highs today in the mid-60s. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for